Governor Bill Walker met with reporters today in Anchorage. The meandering press conference touched on the ongoing legislative special session in Juneau, the state's efforts to get a liquefied natural gas pipeline north and South Korea, as well as federal efforts to gather data on voters. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has more.
Lawmakers have been meeting in Juneau for nearly half a year, but Governor Bill Walker told reporters on Monday that he doesn't think they're done just yet. He wants them to fix the state's beleaguered budget this year rather than waiting until next session to find new sources of revenue. They barely avoided a state government shutdown by passing an operating budget 8 days before the deadline, but it pulls $2.5 billion from state savings, a move Walker says is unsustainable. This is the third year lawmakers have relied on savings to cover multi-billion dollar budget gaps, and Walker says he wants them to keep working.
They have made great strides, they really have. And that's why I say, since you've done the hard work to make those difficult votes, and potentially unpopular, there's no popular votes that are out there when you're fixing a fiscal plan. They've done that. You might as well get the product from it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Lawmakers have not agreed on a capital budget, and that has delayed projects all over the state. Currently, they're in a special session with just one issue on the agenda, oil and gas taxes. That session ends on Saturday. But the Senate and the House have been at a standstill, and they say they don't plan to get back to work on oil taxes in Juneau until Wednesday. Walker is responsible for putting issues on the agenda of a special session, but he wouldn't say if he intended to call lawmakers back to Juneau for another session or what he would put on the agenda if he did.
You know, we're going to let this week play out. I'm very encouraged. They're working together. I like to see that momentum of working together, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Meanwhile, Walker has continued to push a state-led gas line project to national and international audiences. Last week, he met with President Donald Trump and three other state governors to discuss national energy issues. He also met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in while he was in Washington, D.C. The state corporation tasked with developing the gas line project signed a non-binding preliminary agreement with a large South Korean buyer. A recent missile test in North Korea revealed that the country could potentially reach Alaska with an intercontinental weapon. And Walker says it spotlights the importance of Alaska's military bases.
As a result of that, even prior to those coming out, I have had a number of briefings as far as the severity of the situation. Here we are, again, talking about our strategic location and what we need to do and make sure that we are on the trajectory of getting additional military presence in Alaska.
The state is also grappling with a request for voter data from a voter fraud commission created by the Trump administration. But that request has gotten pushback from other states, and the ACLU filed a lawsuit against the commission on Monday. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott told reporters the state is responsible for protecting voter privacy. He says the administration is keeping an eye on the lawsuit and what information it should turn over and what it shouldn't. In Juneau, with help from Casey Grove in Anchorage, I'm Rasha McChesney.